John Haynes from New Jersey.
I heard New Jersey. God bless you, and thank you for joining us. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer on this Word Watch Wednesday. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Father, we thank and praise you for this day. We thank and praise you, Lord, that you have made us ever mindful that you spoke this Word into existence. We thank you, Lord, that we know that whatever we're going to bring about, whatever is going to go on in our lives, first we have to speak it, because there's life in our words, Lord. There's also death in our words, so we don't want to speak death. We aim to speak life this morning. We aim to choose our words wisely today in Jesus' name. We aim to say words, oh Lord, that are going to be uplifting, oh God, that are going to be motivating, Lord, and that we're going to bring about a positive change in our lives. Father, we thank and praise you for getting us up this morning in our right minds, oh Lord, to serve you, to honor you, Lord, and to be a blessing to one another. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the D.A. De Leon family, Lord, who were on a mission, Lord, who I am sure used words of encouragement, who will use words of possibility to start this master's call, to start Artists International, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the fruit that we now see as a result of the words that they spoke and the action, because the word tells us faith without action is dead, Lord. So we thank you for the actions that they took as they spoke the words. Lord, we thank and praise you for Pastor Chuck, who would bring the word of God this morning, a mighty man of God, Lord, who always gives us the word that we need to hear in due season, a word, Lord, that we can go out and share with others. Now, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless this family, Lord. Bless this church in the mighty name of Jesus. Order his footsteps, oh Lord, and give him that tsunami favor. We know that you are more than able to give. Father, you told us in your word that we can do above and beyond all we can ever ask or think according to the power that is at work within us. So whatever his hands touch, oh Lord, whatever Pastor Chuck's hands touch, Lord, we thank and praise you that it prospers. Lord, we thank and praise you for each and every speaker, each and every family member who is on the call this morning. Father, that you continue to order their footsteps, encourage them, enrich them, and empower them as they begin their day. Now, Lord, we command the airwaves to line up with the word of God. Father, this call will go forth with clarity, and not a word will be dropped. There will be no disconnect in the mighty name of Jesus, because we have already prayed over it, and this call is anointed. We thank you for the TMC call, family, Lord, and for the TMC, Lord, that has transformed lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. I love you, my family, and let's go out and have a Watch What We Say and a Word Watch Wednesday. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, Minister Willa, and you know I love my Wrigley. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. Take it away.
Thank you so much for just spiritually greeting and seating our guest in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And I'm Bonita Cates here in chilly New Jersey, but we welcome you to the call. This is the Wednesday when you will get fed the mighty word of God. We wish you the warmest of kingdom greeting. As you notice, our minister Willa has opened us up in prayer, and she's reminded us of watch what you say on this Wednesday and every day, because power is on the tongue. So before you speak it, think about it and realize, are you speaking something that God wants you to say? So I appreciate that, Willa, that you're keeping us in alignment with the mighty word of God. We welcome you to the Master's Call that was founded October 25, 2010. And yes, 2010, we have been live for 5 days a week. We are live from, depending on where you're located on the map, I'm here on the East Coast. For me, it's 8 a.m. So we just appreciate that these two awesome women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who I just love her dimples and her affection. She has a smile up in her eyes, so we love her. She's a super fantastic, healthy woman of God. So we do appreciate her, and we have our mother eagle, who we call our mother eagle, and that's Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and she is such a mentor. She is such a motivator. You know, she'll push you out up that nest and force you to fly, which is so necessary. So these are two awesome women of God, mentors, women that love God, and we so appreciate them. If you haven't had the opportunity to meet or greet them, I'm sure you will have that at an Artist International event. Yes, I did say Artist, A-R-D-Y-S-S, and we'll talk more about that as I give you other details of this call. But those are our founders. We come under the auspices of, we've been gathered under the umbrella of Artists International, which is a health and wellness company. If you don't know much about that, please get back to the person that asked you to join this call this morning, because it is an awesome company where we're able to be ministers in the marketplace and help others through our awesome products that are changing lives. So I just want to make sure that you get more information about that. We stand on, our scripture is the Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. See, that's the word again, prayer. So you take a moment out to communicate with your Father. Talk to your Father through prayer, and he will respond. We are here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We wake up in the morning in prayer, and we're here on the Master's Call at this telecommunication sanctuary to empower you through this call. We are live Monday through Friday, like I said. And the number that you want to share this day by being a minister in the marketplace is 712-432-0075. And the PIN, the access code, is 957-677-POUND. So share that number. If you're a first-time listener, you are in for such a delight. This is such an awesome call, because not only are we live, but you can access this call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day at our new, yes, I did say new website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. We also have a new email address, info@themasterscall.net. So you want to take those two things down, because I heard different states on this call, and I'm sure God is nudging at you and the Holy Spirit saying, you know what? You can do that. You can host just like Benita. You can open us up in prayer just like Minister Willa. So if you have something that you want to share and you want to come on, you may have a word that you want to share with us, simply go to that email address and just say yes, 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 and do that, and we welcome you to the family. I tell you, one of our very own, Minister Robin, or our lovely co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will get back to you and let you know exactly how you can become part of the family. Yes, today is Wednesday, so immediately after this call, we continue with prayer. One of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, hosts the call on Wednesday. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598-POUND. I want to make sure I get all of the housekeeping out of the way, because I tell you, if you're not ready, I'm going to ask you to take a seat, because I'm going to give you more information after we hear this awesome word of God about Artists International and what's upcoming. We have a fashion show happening in Houston, and they tell me they do it huge in Houston. So I've been in Houston, and I have to say, they do it pretty big. There is a fashion show coming up in a couple of weeks, and I'm telling you, I'm excited to hear the new things that Artists International is bringing forward. We have our empowerment meeting that's happening in Orlando, and me being in New Jersey right now, and it's chilly. I'm excited to be thinking about something warm. So that's happening in June. There is so much going on. We are just so excited about Artists International and how we're helping everybody. But right now, get excited for this man of God. Have a seat in our telecommunication sanctuary. Put your spiritual seatbelt on. Pull out your basic instructions before leaving this earth, the Bible. Get something to write with, write on, because you're going to want to take copious notes, and you're going to want to call back and re-listen to the call. This gentleman, this awesome man of God, this anointed, appointed man of God, I've had the personal pleasure of shaking his hand and saying thank you, because he is what attracted me to the master's call. Not only was it him, but it was one of my very close friends, Rochelle, who was a minister in the marketplace, and said, Benita, you've got to get on this call. And from there, I got on the call, and I just joined the group. So you see how it works? But this man, he is married. He's a father. He met his wife at Spelman. He went to Morehouse, and you know how that goes. They were across the street from each other. They got married and had two awesome children. And he's on Facebook. He's my Facebook friend. You can clearly just go there and friend him. It's Pastor Chuck Brown. He's an author. He's got a book coming out. His first book I read, and I'm just saying, he wears so many hats. He will tell you more about his book, but you can go to our website and hear all of the other messages that he has shared, because he keeps it strong. He brings it. He doesn't leave anything out, and he makes you do an inspection of yourself. So this man, this appointed and anointed man of God, Pastor Chuck Brown, it's my absolute pleasure to bring to the altar so that you can bring us this word. Are you on the line?
I am. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. And the sanctuary is yours.
Thank you so much, my dear sister, for that gracious introduction. I appreciate you for your service and for your ministry and all those who are involved in this call. We praise God for you all, and we're grateful, of course, for the founders of this call, Pastor Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, both of whom I just share a wonderful relationship with. I love these women of God. I want to just share something right before I get into the Word. She mentioned the book, and many of you probably have heard about the book that I released, The Death of a Desperate Woman. And in this particular book, it deals with women as gifts. It deals with women as beings who have a valuable, invaluable measure and the price tag that no one really can place value on except for themselves. God says a virtuous woman, her price is far above rubies. So you have much value with yourself. And we did a revised edition because it was such a blessing to so many people, men and women everywhere. The question was asked, if I bought the first one, should I get the second one? You want to get the second one because it is revised. It has so many more nuggets. It has everything the first book had, plus more chapters. In each chapter, there's so much more, so many more notes and things and revelation that the Lord has given to me. We just jump-started this with our website, and I want you to go to infinitevizgroup.com, infinitevizgroup.com, and you can order your book there, or you can simply follow me on Facebook, and in my posts I have links to the website that will easily allow you to go ahead and pre-order your copy today. The book is officially released April 15th, but you want to go ahead and pre-order it. Those who want the e-book will get the link on April 15th, and those who order the paperback will, of course, see the book shipped out to them. Shipping and handling will be included for all those who pre-order the book before then. So go ahead and support the ministry that the Lord has given us. All right, let me get right into the Word of God and try to get all of this done within the allotted time I've been given. I want to talk this morning about victorious thinking. It was amazing when my sister was talking about confessing and thinking the right way. I want to stay right in that same vein. Judges chapter 6, verses 11 through 16. Then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the great tree of Ophrah, which belonged to Joash of the clan of Abiezer. Gideon, son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of a winepress to hide the grain from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." This is the New Living Translation. "Sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all the miracles that our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say that the Lord brought us out of Egypt, but now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites?" Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you." This goes out to verse verse 16, the Lord said to him, I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. I believe God allows us to hear words that present the perfect strategy for defeating the enemy. And he wants us to understand that there's power in our thinking. You're more powerful than you think you are. The problem is you will never realize that power until you allow it to saturate your mind. You have to become as skilled in your thoughts and your confession as a swordsman is with his sword. Listen, taking control of your thoughts will cause you to gain control of your life. You are the sum total of your thoughts. That's why the enemy seeks to defeat you in your mind first. And that's also why Scripture admonishes us to gird up the loins of our mind. Renew your mind, Romans 12 and 2. Put on the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2 and 16. And to keep our mind on the Spirit of God, Romans 8 and 6. Look, it's amazing that after God told the children of Israel to possess the land in the book of Numbers, they missed out on possessing it then because they thought of themselves as small and weak. And the King James Version says that they believed in their own minds that they were as grasshoppers before giants. And that mindset crippled them from taking possession. They allowed fear to grip their minds, thus missing out on the promise. Only two individuals, Joshua and Caleb, alone stood fast and said, let's go up at once because we can take the land. They refused to allow fear to keep them from moving out because they understood, as Paul told Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Every circumstance in your life can be changed for the better the moment you change your mind. Every battle in your life is not won with your mouth nor by physical means. It is first won or lost in the arena of your mind. I want to ask you this question. Are you winning the battle in your mind? That's why I want you from this day forward to have victorious thinking. The first thing I want to give you is this. Here's the first principle I want to share with you regarding victorious thinking. Think about how God addresses you. Think about how God addresses you. Notice God never calls you by your present, but by your future. Nor does he ever consult your past to determine your future. See, in God's mind, you're not who you think you are presently. He sees you. He sees the entirety of your potential. That is to say that with all of your weaknesses and your shortcomings and failures and struggles, God still sees you as the person he created you to be. The problem is we only answer to who we are presently. And Gideon was in a situation where he refused to respond to the name that the Lord has given to him. Listen to how different translations of the word described how God addressed Gideon, mighty hero in the New Living Translation, mighty man of valor, mighty warrior, valiant warrior, mighty man of fearless courage, brave man. All of these speak not to whom Gideon was at the present moment, but who God intended him to become all the while. You have to think about who God says you are. Stop spending so much time thinking about who people say you are. Stop wasting valuable thoughts on thinking about what your circumstances say about you. Stop harping on even how you feel about you and focus all of your thoughts on who God says you are. If I listen to who people say I am, then I have no hope. I have no way of changing. I have no ability to improve or to learn. People will keep you trapped in your last fall. I don't know if I'm talking to anybody who experienced this, but people will keep you trapped in your last mistake and in your last failure. Yes, I may have messed up a few times in my life, but I am not bound by my mistakes. Yes, I may have gotten caught up in some other stuff, but I'm more than my failure. God takes those people who others feel are done and transforms them into great. This. Thank God that he doesn't call me what you call me. Thank God that he doesn't call me what my haters call me. Thank God he doesn't even call me by what I am today. He calls me by my tomorrow. Think on who God has called you to be: great, mighty, successful, prosperous, peaceful, peaceable, holy, sanctified, set apart, above only, the head, more than a conqueror, prayer warrior, praiser, worshiper, tither, giver, lover, forgiver, disciplined, patient, self-controlled, winner, champion, trailblazer, legendary. That's who God says you are. Stop answering to good-for-nothing, problem, depressed, failure, loser, out-of-control, addict, drunk. I am not who you say I am. I'm who God says I am. I'm thinking about how God addresses me. Now, then here's number two. Think about where God is in your life. I mean, verses 12 and 13, it gives you this theme that the Lord is with you. before the angel gives Gideon the assignment, he tells Gideon that the Lord is with him. The Lord is with you. Why is this so important? It's vital because if you don't understand that God is with you, then when you get into trouble, you'll forget that he's with you and you'll start losing hope, start doubting, and start tripping. God wants you to know before you go on your journey that he is with you. Take courage in life because God is with you. Walk towards your destiny because God is with you. Pursue your dream with all diligence because God is with you. Run with your vision and go after your desires because God is with you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, it says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Here it is. As long as God is with me, I am guaranteed victory. Victory has already been guaranteed to us because Christ grabbed victory. He snatched victory from death and said, "Death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory?" Then he goes on to tell us that the same Christ who has victory over death has given us victory, not just over death, but victory in life also. So no matter where I go in life, I'm victorious. Now, I want you to get this in your spirit, and I want you to say this. I always win. Yes, I always win. You have to say this until you mean it, because if you can accept losing, you can never walk in victory. Gideon was resigned in his mind to be a loser. He states later that his tribe was the weakest of all the tribes and that he was the least in his family. And that's why God, when God called him mighty hero, he rejected that and started giving all the reasons why he couldn't walk in victory. You know what? When God says something about your life, accept what he says. Don't argue about what happened or didn't happen on yesterday. Gideon was so caught up in his situation until he began to challenge God on where he was in life instead of meditating on the fact that God was still in his life. It's a certain victorious mindset that you must possess. David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you." Think about where God is in your life. Number three, think about the provision you've been given, not what you're lacking. Think about the provision you've been given, not what you're lacking. Here it is. You got to stop thinking about all that you don't have. People who are successful use what they have to get what they want. They don't want wait for everything to get in place because they'll never move out. And the end of verse 14, the Bible says that the angel says, "I am sending you." Whenever God sends you somewhere, he's not just sending you with the assignment, but he's also sending you with what you need to complete the assignment. When your focus is on what you don't have, you tend to give up. You tend to quit and postpone and procrastinate, sometimes even abandoning the assignment altogether. But when you focus on what you have, you tend to become creative, ingenious, resourceful, and innovative with what you presently possess. Whenever a person was given an assignment in the Word of God, they were given just enough resources that caused them to have to depend on God. Abraham was given instructions on a place to go. Moses was given a stick. Joshua was given assurance. David was given a slingshot with stones. It's not what you do with what you don't have, but what you do with what you presently have, that makes all of the difference. Keep your mind focused on the strength you have been given, Gideon. I've given you enough strength to make it. I've given you enough love to stay in a marriage. I've given you enough mercy to forgive. I've given you enough faith to move out. Here's number four. Stop thinking about who leaves your life. Stop thinking about who leaves your life. From this day on, meditate on this. Whoever leaves your life, let them go. There are some people who are good to you right now in your present who will sabotage your future. People don't believe that you can't take everybody with you. The reason why people get afraid when people start leaving us is because we think we need everybody to win. Yeah, but babe, I need you to understand that God plus one is the majority. God wants to show you that he can do more with little than you can with much. That's why I don't hesitate. I do not hesitate to tithe because God constantly proves to me that he can do more with the 90 than I can do with the 100. That's just how he is. You worrying about offering the people a buffet, and God says, "Watch what I can do with two fish and five loaves of bread." Gideon starts off with 32,000. Let's give me a minute. I'm going to be finishing in a second. God told him that's too much because that's too many folk, because when you have you in that 32,000, you have a bunch of cowards in there. And when Gideon asked who was scared to go in battle, 22,000 wind up leaving. Go going home, leaving here with 10,000. If you have people in your inner circle who are afraid of the bigness of your dream, you need to send them home, because if you don't, they'll plant seeds of doubt in everybody else's minds and hearts. Then God told Gideon that the 10,000 were too much because not everybody would have his back. He said those who drink attentively were the ones that you need. You need people who will have your back. Come with me. You don't need no flaky folk in your inner circle, because they'll be with you one day and against you the next. One day they'll work with you, the next day they'll work against you. So then now Gideon only has 300 soldiers left. And God wanted them to know that when they got through this situation, he alone would get the glory. Sometimes God will let you go through a storm, lose everything but the clothes on your back, so you can remember who your source is. Your job is not your source. Your spouse is not your source. The government is not your source. Your business is not your source. They're simply channels that God uses to bless. And you need to stop tripping when God changes the channels in your life. Here's finally, the fifth point. Think about what God said to you, because that's where your victory lies. Think about what God said to you, because that's where your victory lies. You have to remind yourself of what God told you in the beginning. Look at the change that overtakes Gideon. He went from cowardly to courageous. He went from punk to being a real man. He went from being fearful to being bold, from wimp to warrior. You know why? It's because thinking victory strengthens your resolve. Thinking victory strengthens your resolve. Oh, God. In verse 14, I don't have time to read it, but that verse got me so excited because it says that God has given Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite, victory over Midian and all of his allies. You got to see this. Take out son of Joshua, the Israelite, Joash, rather, and all of this, and I need you to understand that God has given victory, Gideon, victory overall. And that's what God wants you to know, that he has given you victory overall. God wants you to put your name in the place of Gideon. He's given Pastor Chuck victory overall. He's given Dr. PK victory overall. He's given Pastor Vanessa victory overall. Gideon underwent a major transformation because he fought victorious thoughts. He got rid of doubtful thoughts, fearful thoughts, worry and anxiety, and changed them to victorious thinking. Gideon does something else. See, when you think victory, you remind yourself of who granted you the victory. Gideon worships, then he shouts. Right now, I want you to think about the victory. Think about where you're going, and then I want you to give God praise in your spirit. If you're at work, give God praise out loud. If you're at home, and if you're in the car listening to this call, you can give God glory because he has given you the victory. It's just important that you think victorious thoughts. Thank you so much. I'm sorry that I went over my time a little bit. Please forgive me. I pray that this call bless you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Oh, sweet. Pastor Chuck, thank you so much for that awesome word. I'm going to ask you to stick around for the benediction. And Brenda, please bring forth our prayer request.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister.
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Father, for being the awesome God that you are. We thank you, Father, that you made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We glorify you, God, because you are God alone, and there is none other. Lord, you have been in our dwelling place throughout all generations, even before the world was formed or established, even from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. We thank you, Father, for that mighty word of God that you brought before us through Pastor Chuck this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for anointing him and appointing him each and every day, Lord God, to continue to bless many among the masses, oh God, blessing them, Lord, with the word that you've bestowed upon him. We thank you, Father, for blessing his surrounding, blessing everything his hands touch, wherever his feet tread. We glorify you, Father, for strengthening him and pouring into him more and more, Lord God, as you anoint him more and more day by day. We thank you, Father, for the bereaved families, the ones that have, the loved ones that have gone home to be with you, Father. We lift up co-pastor Lavonia Lewis and her family, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for strengthening them and keeping them, Lord God, as they have celebration service for her mother, oh God. We thank you, Father, for keeping the children, Lord God, her siblings, and all that are pertaining in that family. Put your arms around them, Lord God, as they rejoice in you, Lord God. We thank you for restoring them the joy of their salvation, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the upcoming events that are coming forth, Lord God. We know it's called a fashion show, Lord God, but we thank you. We're looking forward for the new garments, Lord, that will heal those that will relieve pain, Father. We thank you, Father, for doing the work through these garments and through these products, Lord, in Artists International. We thank you, Father, for those that have been having problems with illnesses and sicknesses. We come against it with the blood of Jesus, and we call them healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. You were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for those that may be hurt in mind, body, and soul. We call them healed. We thank you for restoration. We thank you, Father, that we have victory over all. We decree it, we declare it, and we thank you in advance. We call you blessed, Lord God. We thank you for blessing your people in a mighty way, Lord God. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for the prayer request. I want to shout out to give a thanks to our Minister Willa for bringing the spiritually seeding our family this morning in the telecommunication sanctuary. And she made sure we remembered that the power is on our tongue and our awesome, appointed, and anointed brother, man of God that reminded us of the Gideon story and how we should definitely speak to ourselves as God speaks about us. I tell you, that was an awesome word, and you're going to want to, I know I am, replay it. And here's the number, 712-432-1085. Use the same access code, 957-677-POUND. Play it all day. Share it with someone. And right after Pastor Chuck gives us the benediction, get right on the MMC call, because there is an awesome surprise for you that Dr. PK told us about last Wednesday, how our products are changing a life of a young person that somebody said wasn't supposed to be here. So here's that number again. It is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598-POUND. My name is Bonita Cates. I'm here in New Jersey. I love each and every one of you. We at the Master's Call appreciate you dialing in this morning to our telecommunication sanctuary. Pastor Chuck, the benediction, sir.
Yes, ma'am. God, we thank you for all that we've experienced on today. We thank you for all of the requests, all of the intercessions and petitions that were lifted up on the behalf of others. I ask that you allow this day to be phenomenal for us, allow this to be the greatest day of our lives, allow favor to overtake us and work for us. Let the next call, oh God, be a wonderful call. Let it inspire and motivate. Cause us, oh Father, to be those individuals who you've called us to be. Thank you that the kingdom of God is continuing to grow through our example, through our witness, through our life testimony. We give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each of you.